when you are coming, come and account for the whereabouts of the TDS money. I throw a challenge to my senior brother that let's put the president aside. I want to have a debate with him on corruption. If he's bold enough, let him come and have that public discussion. And then number three, when Obi is a lawyer, he should know that nothing in this country compels a sick person to be before a court. Unless you have some evidence to say that the person is lying. He knows. And so when somebody is sick and a judgment is passed in absentia, you shouldn't celebrate it if you are a good lawyer. You shouldn't celebrate it. The last one is Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia, on the record any day, is not a man of integrity and credibility. In fact, I would not be surprised if his doctoral title is stripped off him for intellectual dishonesty. The only vice president, Okafaya, His Excellency Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia. He lied. He's a liar. He lied that he built dams. He didn't build the dams. He lied on the record of the public. He lied to journalists. And he was smiling. He was laughing about it. When his lies create joblessness in this country, he was laughing. And so, on the back of this conversation, even if His Excellency John Dramani Mahama decided, sir, he would debate him, I haven't consulted him yet. Okay? The party will not agree for him to debate Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia. Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia will remain in the hole of credibility-less governance. He will remain in the emptiness of his image. We will not credit him in this election. And Nanabi is saying that Ghanaians don't have the IQ to decipher between who to vote for and who not to vote for by listening to the two persons in a community engagement, a stakeholder engagement. Ghanaians don't have that IQ. According to Nanabi, this year debate, and Sana Ghana Vobetinia Resort, some time passed when the NDP threw a challenge to President Nana Akufo-Addo on a debate. Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia was the one who answered. Mebua, he said, President Mahama should go to the villages and go and account to the people. He should go to the individuals and account to them what has changed. The same man is standing here and telling you he wants a debate when he's on the seat to account. And Nana says, I shouldn't say knowledge turned upside down. Let's get some seriousness here. Let's raise the bar of politics. Nana B, this is not the NPP I have known since I was a student politician.
A Semper FM.
Mama, I didn't know about Tom Dudu. One pejan was Rukakra. But let me tell you, if you sit on radio and you say that Ghanaians are satisfied, their anger will reflect in the 2024 election. I can bet you.
Mustafa.
I can bet you that Ghanaians will hold the MPP highly accountable for mismanagement. Ghanaians will hold the MPP highly accountable for joblessness. Ghanaians will hold the MPP highly accountable for corruption.
Mustafa.
Austerity will judge the MPP. And His Excellency President Akufo-Addo wrongly.
Mamina.